This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is up, Hoodads? Happy game day. Steve Gell along with Charlie Long with the first take brought to you by Today Rouse's Market. Stock up on Bud Light on Saints game day. We're live from the Rouse's Market, Power Boulevard, 3711 Power Boulevard in Metairie to be exact. Stop by, say hey, also do some pregame shopping, get ready for the week. Also, if you need some Taylor Swift celebration cakes we got going on here.
No, they got them right in front of us. It's good stuff, man.
Looking mighty tasty here. Taylor Swift, final stop in town tonight at the Superdome. Should be some fun action in there. I know she has been boosting that economy for sure.
You've seen
the wild lines for just merchandise, and I'm sure Bourbon Street afterwards been
wild. I know
wild.
Our guy Mike Hoss has been really busy too before he flew out to LA as well. So, but yeah, it's been fun.
We do have football though today. Obviously a disheartening loss for LSU last night. Hopefully things go a lot better for the Saints in this game. Looking to snap a 5-game skid, heading out to LA. And man, these Chargers, we know that they're 3-3 right now, but man, they've been struggling this season too. And you hate to say it, this is a very winnable game for this black and gold bunch still.
Yeah, it's a winnable game for the Chargers as well. Steven, if the black and gold stop the run like they have the last couple of weeks, we'll see a lot of what we saw in that LSU A&M game where, you know, the Aggies just ran all over the Tiger defense, especially in the second half. So stopping the run, I mean, it's every single week we talk about it. The Saints have not been able to do it the last few weeks, and it's going to be key here. And I think my first preview for the Chargers, the first thing I want to, you know, talk about specifically is what they did in the offseason, right? You move on from Brandon Staley, who was a failure as a head coach. He was seen as this defensive guru. It just did not work out in LA. And so you move on from him, you go get Jim Harbaugh, right? National championship winning coach at Michigan. And what do you do in the draft? After you fire Brandon Staley, you went 5-12 in that season. You have the fifth overall pick. You need receiver. You need weapons for Justin Herbert to throw to. Instead, they go with the best tackle of a stacked offensive tackle class. They pick Joe Alt, fifth overall. And what do you have now? You have Joe Alt at right tackle, Rashawn Slater at left tackle. And as Matt Money Smith said, the voice of the Chargers, in that bite that I used for the early morning reports, they might have the best tackle duo in the NFL. So what does that mean? Instead of going with Malik Nabers, going with Joe Alt, they were committing to a certain culture,
right,
that Jim Harbaugh is trying to build there, where they want to run the football. Now, they haven't been necessarily super successful so far at running the football, but as the voice of the Chargers had told Mike Haas and I on Friday during Fans of the Pro, it's been more because their offense is so condensed. Like, they haven't been able to open it up because they just don't have the weapons at receiver. And we'll get into that as well, because I think the Saints have an advantage, defensive backs, even without Paulson and Debo, versus the Chargers' wide receiver weapons. But they want to be able to run the football. They told you exactly what they wanted to do by taking Joe Alt fifth overall.
Charlie, looking at our LCMC health update, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. Want to lead off with that, obviously, folks. The good news is the Saints are pretty... We're getting healthier, I should say, going into this matchup. Out for the game, Nick Saldiveri and Cedric Wilson Jr. And then doubtful is Derek Carr. And when you see doubtful, that's pretty much out as well.
It's like
when
95%.
When you have questionable, there's a much better chance to play.
Right.
But guess what? That's it right there. Everybody else, no injury designation going into this game. So a huge positive. That means Taysom Hill, Chris Olave, and Cesar Ruiz. They are back.
So I think
reinforcements are here for the Saints.
It was our buddy Nick Underhill for New Orleans Football that tweeted this out. Like, this is the best injury report we've seen maybe since week one.
You're right.
Right? Like, if you're looking at all the players that are coming back, all the guys that you mentioned, guys that were on the injury report at some point this week, and especially, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, who went down with a hammy, you know, you were kind of worried about that if he was going to miss any time. He does not carry any injury designation, so he should be good to go, which is great as well on the defensive side of the ball. So a lot of pieces coming back, Cesar Ruiz, Lucas Patrick. We've been talking for weeks now, Steve. It feels like the interior of this offensive line has just been decimated by injuries. But now you have your two starters at left guard and right guard back, which is awesome. And then, you know, you're getting back a key piece in Chris Olave with the receiving core. Juwan Johnson's good to go. Alvin Kamara doesn't carry any injury designation. So a lot of key pieces coming back for sure.
Yeah, obviously the biggest guy still not back in this lineup. I mentioned Derek Carr still with that oblique issue. Maybe next week we end up seeing him come back to action.
The fact that they gave him a doubtful, you know, for this game is probably a good sign that he's returning. He's nearing a return to action. So I would say, you know, that oblique injury that he suffered, the general timeline was that he was going to probably miss a few games.
Right.
This would be his third missed game.
This is a few.
Right, exactly. So any time within the next week or so, you can kind of see him potentially coming back.
The other one we don't see in action yet, Charlie, is obviously the center and Eric McCoy.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting on news of that. But
wasn't it like a 6 to 8 week timeline with him, though? Like,
right,
he suffered the injury against Philly, which was week three. So we're kind of getting closer to that return potentially, but it's still a few weeks out.
No, and I was actually happy this week when the injury, you know, reports were coming out during practice. Marshawn Lattimore with this hamstring issue wasn't a problem for the injury report all week, and he is a good to go because obviously a huge factor with Paulson Adebo being down now with that broken femur.
Yeah, hammies are they're tough, right?
Like
tricky. They can be fickle, and like just look no further than our Pelicans and Trey Murphy, who had the hamstring strain. Obviously, that's more severe than like just a kind of a tweak that Marshawn Lattimore apparently suffered. So he's going to be good to go, as you mentioned. Huge without Paulson Adebo, but still, I guess we'll jump right into it there, Steve. The receiver weapons for, you know, the Chargers leave a lot to be desired. And that's when I was kind of talking about their decision to take Joe Alt over Malik Nabers, who's been awesome with the Giants so far. That was them telling you that they wanted to build a culture in up front first before they kind of look at the weapons. They used a first-round pick on Quentin Johnson. He's, I don't want to say he's been a bust because he's been better this year,
right,
but he's left some things to be desired.
And had injury issues.
Correct. And then, you know, second-round pick they used on Ladd McConkey. So they did address the receiver position. And Ladd's solid as well, but he's still someone that doesn't necessarily, you know, freak you out yet. He's going to be a good receiver in the NFL. I'm fully committed to someone like Ladd McConkey, but, you know, that's where they could use a guy like Malik Nabers, right, in this offense.
Or
just a
someone
playmaker.
They could have kept around in a veteran like Keenan Allen, who they ended up letting walk and is now with Chicago, obviously.
Yeah.
And he, we know, too, was someone that dealt with a ton of injuries.
Right.
It seemed like every year my fantasy team knew that well, too.
Right, so the passing offense for the Chargers ranks 24th in the NFL. They average 183.7 yards per game passing. If you look at the numbers, the numbers offensively for the Chargers do not jump off the page at all.
At all.
Mike Dettillier has talked about this ad nauseum, that they've gone 16 straight drives without scoring a touchdown. In six games, I'll say it again, 16 straight drives without scoring a touchdown. But in six games played this year, you know how many touchdowns they've scored in general? 9. So the last touchdown they scored was in the end of the first half of their game against the Broncos a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Ever since then, they haven't found the end zone. Like that game against the Cardinals that we all watched on Monday Night Football this past week.
Oh, it was so bad.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that matchup because I think it's interesting what they decided to do offensively in that game. They could not find the end zone. They kicked 5 field goals, and they lose 17-15. And that's the difference, right? So, yeah, it's an interesting Chargers team, especially offensively, because you feel like with a young hotshot quarterback like Justin Herbert, they should be excellent on offense. But it's been the opposite side that's been winning football games for him, and we'll get to that after the break.
Well, that's what's wild with this one, too. It's like you think about a struggling offense. They don't have the quarterback. They don't have that guy. But, man, they do. I mean,
oh,
Herbert,
no.
Herbert's up there in your upper echelon of signal callers in this league. But like you mentioned, he just doesn't have the weapons around him.
They're in an enviable position where they have a great head coach,
right,
first and foremost, with Jim Harbaugh.
Top-tier signal caller.
And a top-tier
nice
young signal caller as well with Herbert. And he's the guy that if you ask him to make any throw, he'll be able to do it.
Right.
So that's like kind of the good part about Justin Herbert. But, you know, the weapons that he has in front of him leave a lot to be desired, as we kind of mentioned, with their wide receiver room specifically. But also, you know, when you've built an offensive line in front of him that's so solid, as we kind of mentioned, maybe one of the best tackle tandems in the entire league, you want to be able to run the football. Now, Gus Edwards is hurt. He's on the IR. But they still have J.K. Dobbins. They still have Kamani Vidal. They have these guys that can hurt you in the rushing attack. So for a Saints run defense that has really, really struggled in recent weeks, especially against teams that aren't great at running the ball, like Tampa Bay and Denver, this is going to be a test.
Looking up also for the Saints, made some roster moves ahead of today's game. Ugo Amadi, the safety, has been put on the active roster from the practice squad. The Saints have waived running back Jordan Mims and then also elevated wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown and safety Roderick Teamer to the active roster from the practice squad. So Jordan Mims now on the street, didn't get used that much.
Nope.
Had a decent training camp and thought, you know, he was making some hay in this depth chart. Got used very sparingly even when – obviously, Taysom Hill was down. We weren't seeing Jamal Williams get a ton of touches, too. So, right for now, at least, Jordan Mims is on the street and not part of this team.
And it's time to take a swing at Kendra Miller. See what you got, kid.
Well, that's the great part is obviously him back finally after that hamstring issue that was just something that annoyed him constantly during training camp. Finally back in the mix, and he had some decent carries last game, and hopefully they can pile on a little bit more in this matchup because I think it was 8 total touches last game, and would like to see him get into double digits, obviously, today against the Chargers.
And take a little bit of the load off Kamara.
Yeah, for sure.
He's been, I mean, and the newly signed Alvin Kamara, the newly extended, as we talked about earlier this past week, Steve. But, yeah, you got to take some of the load off him. He's doing too much for this offense right now.
You mentioned Alvin Kamara. We got our Saints sound bank ready to go. Alvin Kamara, DeMario Davis, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Spencer Rattler, your Hill that, and a lot more. We are here at the Rouse's Market, Elm Power Boulevard, till noon, no, 1 o'clock. That's when the Cajun Cannon shows up for the Bud Light Countdown, the kickoff. Want to hear from you on our Bud Light Countdown, our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. We're going to take a break, get back into some of our sound. We talked about Alvin Kamara signing that deal. We'll hear what he had to say when we get back after this break right here on WWL's First Take here at Rouse's Market. With returning with more on WWL after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do that.
I know Taysom real well, so, you know, he's real calm and collected, but I know he's been itching to get back on the field, so it'll be good to see him.
That was Alvin Kamara talking about Taysom Hill back in the lineup for the Saints today, taking on the Chargers, a 3:05 kickoff right here on WWL Saints Radio. And I know the Who Dat Nation also itching for Taysom to get back into that lineup.
Thank
we are
God.
Here. Rouse's at the Power Boulevard. Stop by and say hey. We've also got plenty of your game day bites here to stop by, pick up alcohol, food, and, man, even we got Taylor Swift stuff going on with party cakes. With Taylor Swift's image and likeness on them, Charlie. I can't wait to dig into a cupcake over here.
Yeah, no, we got to do it on the next break. We've totally forgot.
And some Bud Light, obviously, too, here.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if we can dive into that necessarily, but definitely hop into the cupcakes.
We're going to definitely might need that for the post-game show for sure.
Oh, no.
We just talked about Alvin Kamara. He was mentioning Taysom Smith. He knows that Taysom's anxious to get back into this lineup. And a much-needed presence for sure, having that physical, hard-nosed runner.
Yeah.
You know Taysom's trying to get every inch in, maybe to a fall, obviously, leaving that body open for those injuries. We just hopefully can keep him a lot healthier for the rest of the way right now. We still know, obviously, that rib issue just hasn't magically healed itself.
No, DA was talking about that, too, earlier in the week. I think it was on Friday when he mentioned it, that it's like getting Taysom back is one thing and trying to keep him healthy, you know, but it's kind of hard to strike the balance, right, of limiting what Taysom Hill does and how physical he runs versus the injuries that come with it, right? Like, you kind of expect injuries with how Taysom Hill plays. It's hard to kind of strike that balance.
We know Alvin Kamara, everyone was joyous this week. He got his 2-year extension with the club.
Yep.
Well, here's what AK had to say right after getting the deal done.
I've said it so many times, like, I want to be here. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. These fans, this organization, just my career here, I think it's the icing on the cake to be able to say that, you know, I won't really have to go anywhere, you know, else to play football. Just leave it all here. So thankful for the organization to be able to get this done.
Now, it's a 2-year, $24.5 million contract extension. Nice money for Alvin. But what stood out to me right there, Charlie, is like, I don't have to go anywhere else. So Alvin's definitely thinking about just 2 more years and maybe calling it quit.
It's really funny that the kind of quote-unquote trade rumors were popping up, like from some folks in the national media saying, oh, he's going to get traded by the deadline. And then you're just like, I haven't requested a trade.
Right.
I haven't.
Who
know.
Is this person?
Yeah,
he said.
And then they end up, you know, reaching that extension with him, 2 years, $24.5 million, which, you know, puts him on the higher end of paid running backs. But it's not, you know, the Christian McCaffrey kind of category where when he reset the market, making basically $19 million per year at the running back position, you know, that's when a lot of folks were seeing him start to kind of reach that you know, he sat at the end of OTAs, right?
Yeah,
and people
right.
were worried that that would enter into training camp as he was looking for this new contract extension. But they were thinking that he was looking for more of that McCaffrey money. Instead, he kind of settled, like, it's around what Saquon Barkley is getting paid for kind of reference. A lot of running backs got paid this offseason. It was, like, the opposite of what happened last year, where they flew off the board. It was, like, Tony Pollard and DeAndre Swift and Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs. All these dudes got paid. And Alvin is now making around the basically top five money
yeah.
for the running back spot. So he still gets, you know, rewarded by the Saints. But everything that we had heard from DA and the front office talking about Alvin's commitment, you know, despite not getting that contract extension done in the offseason, they wanted to reward him. So they gave it to him. And he gets the guarantee money that he was looking for. He's still a top five paid back. And now he's in the black and gold for at least the next 2 years.
You know, the way the team is right now, obviously perception has been on the down,
yeah.
five-game skid. Everyone's looking at the age of this roster. Well, Alvin was asked, with all that negativity going on, why in the world would he want to remain a Saint?
Man, again, I've been here my whole career. I don't feel like there's another place like New Orleans, quite honestly. I think me leaving here and trying to go and find somewhere else, because there's a reality of it. I could have waited to the end of the season and then just said, all right, I'm going to, you know, visit here, find where I'm going. But I don't think it does me any justice. It doesn't serve me any. I don't think to go somewhere and chase. I mean, you could say you're chasing Super Bowls, you're chasing a better organization, better coaches. Like, it doesn't. I don't think that's the answer. I mean, this city's been loyal to me. This organization's been loyal to me. I don't feel like I would get this same feeling that I get putting on a fleur-de-lis anywhere else. So I think it was just important for me, and I keep saying it. And, you know, you say it, and then people are like, no, he's lying. And I'm like, like, I'm for real. I wouldn't lie about that. You know, if it was the other way around, then nobody would hear anything, and it would just happen, right? So I think it was really important for me to just, stay buckled down here and, you know, figure it out whenever it got figured out. And, you know, yesterday was the day. I think it's just special. It's just special here. I think I would lose my flame if I went somewhere else, honestly. Like, and I was talking to my mom about it, and she was like, yeah, just stay. You know, my mom don't really know too much about football. She's just like, yeah, it's easy. She's looking at convenience, but I'm really looking at the bigger picture and just understanding that, you know, for my legacy and for, you know, for me personally, as my mind and just body, everything, I just feel like this is the place for me, you yeah. know.
This is the place for me. Simple as that for Alvin. He was comfortable here. He always mentioned that he wanted to remain a part of this franchise.
Right.
That's why you hear that, and it's like, really? Really? You want to stick around? You don't want to go test the market? He mentioned, obviously, that possibility if he had just, you know, decided to shut things down, negotiation between his agent and the franchise after things went down with training camp, and he didn't have this deal going into the year. But now all's good. Everyone's happy. And you mentioned it too, Charlie. Kamara mentioned these trade rumors. He
literally tweeted out.
Ever wanted to leave this city. And here's what he said about those trade rumors.
It wouldn't make any sense for me to lead this city or lead this organization, because I just feel like I think it's we're one in the same now. Like, we intertwine. It wouldn't even look right, I don't think. I don't even think it would be like Venom. Like, when if I put on another uniform, like, it'll probably be like my real self trying to rip away from the other uniform. So I'm here, man. I love this city. Love this team.
Loves the city, love the team, and yes, Alvin Kamara with the Marvel Spider-Man Dude. Reference there with Venom.
That's a throwback to my childhood, like watching Spider-Man 3, watching him trying to like take off like the black suit, like the Venom. It's like no other uniform, only the black and gold.
Love to hear that, obviously, from a player, and Kamara not only just a leader on the field, a leader in this locker room. Guys look up to him. Even for the media, you hear his answers. You hear how open
yeah.
he is. He's not afraid to be Alvin. And I think that's a part of being in New Orleans, too. He can be who he wants to be.
Yeah, and so, you know, the general response from Saints fans, and I'd be interested to know what most folks think. It feels like a lot of people are kind of celebrating the decision. I know you're giving, I think it was $22 million guaranteed in the deal as well. So Alvin's getting his guaranteed money.
Oh, yeah.
But you're giving Alvin, at age 29, top five money. And you keep him here, right? He's going to – whenever the report came out, I think originally from Mike Garofalo of NFL Network, all of the tweets were saying that he was going to – he's, like, well on his way to retiring a Saint. and he's not going to play for any other team. You just heard the audio about what he said, how he never wanted to play for any other team, and he wants to stay in New Orleans for his entire NFL career. But what do the most people think about it? I think most of the response was positive. Like, there was a little bit of negativity saying, oh, he's an aging running back. He's,
sure,
you
right.
know, 29 years old. Why are you giving him top five money at this point? But at the same time, as Bobby has said ad nauseum, he's a young 29. It's just that you have to give him some help. He can't have the whole workload on his back. And that's what Kendra Miller comes into play.
Woo-hoo.
And maybe you potentially draft a running back in this upcoming class because it's a great running back class. We'll get to that, obviously, months down the line. But you need to give him some help. He can't have the entire load on his shoulders, right? So
that's why we need to win today, so we're not talking about draft stuff already.
Yeah, that's fair.
Please.
Apologies for bringing that up. But that's
– Right, we're doing mock drafts at the bye week. Please.
Exactly. Just generally what I'm saying is that Alvin's been awesome this year, but at the same time he's had a little bit too much of a workload. He's gotten banged up. The good news is that he doesn't carry any injury designation for this week.
Yeah.
So this is probably like the mini bye after the Thursday night game last week. A lot of guys kind of use it to heal up and get healthy, which is great news, including Alvin Kamara. And we'll see what he does against this really good Chargers defense.
He mentioned, too, the guy that works on him. He's not Mr. Miyagi, but he's awfully close with how he gets him ready, his body ready for game day, at least after the abuse it takes.
Yeah, and, I mean, this is a tough Chargers defense, Steve. Do you want to just dive
the highlight of that team, yeah, for sure.
So, as we talked about in the opening, with the Chargers offense, you'd expect, you know, the young hotshot quarterback in Justin Herbert and a really good offensive line. You would expect, you know, this team to be kind of offensive oriented. It's been the opposite. As far as offense goes, this team averages 17.8 points per game, which ranks 26th in the NFL. We already talked about how they've only scored 9 touchdowns in 6 games.
Right.
Not a great look.
The scary thing is, though, obviously a lot of Saints fans are shell-shocked from last week, and everyone was talking how inept that the Denver offense was, too.
Exactly. So, and we'll get to the defense in a little bit for the Saints, because the Saints defense is just dramatically fallen off a cliff.
Right.
Especially in the last few weeks. So, but their offense ranks 26th in points per game. As far as total offense, they rank 25th. They average on the dot 300 yards per game. Rushing offense, this is what's kind of surprising, and I'll explain why it's a little bit surprising. They rank 18th in rushing offense at 116.3 yards per game. When we were talking about building that culture up front for this Chargers team, drafting Joe Alt, you're committing to being able to run the football, and they've been pretty mediocre at it. As
right.
I said, you know, they're right in the middle of the pack, 18th in the NFL in rushing offense. But when we talked with Matt Smith, the voice of the Chargers, about, you know, why they've struggled to run the ball, he said it's because it's the offense is really condensed. Like, they can't really open it up with their passing attack because you're throwing to, like, Josh Palmer and Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnson. Like, the weapons just aren't there that really frighten any secondary. Now, you saw what happened this past week. Justin Herbert threw the ball 39 times against
right.
the Cardinals. I don't think that's their typical game plan. I think that was them playing to what Arizona had. Arizona does not have a pass rush that
right.
scares anybody. So they figured, okay, well, we got one of the best tackle tandems in the league going against a terrible pass rush. Let's kind of air it out a little bit. And they did. And you know who caught a lot of balls? Will Disley, the tight end.
Right.
So that's who I'm kind of nervous
watch
about.
Watch out, right.
Because the Saints have had issues guarding the tight end in the past. So, but I'm going on this whole tangent. I got to get back to the defense. You would expect that unit to be legit, and it hasn't been. Now, I'm sure they want to be able to run the ball more, but – you know, it just hasn't necessarily worked out thus far. On defense, that's where you're thinking, okay, this is where the Saints could run into some trouble today. And everyone that we've talked to about previewing this game kind of expects it to be low scoring, and this is why. Chargers defense ranks first in the NFL in points scored, 13.8 points per game allowed.
Yeah.
And they're still 3-3. That kind of tells you, you're giving up less than 14 points per game and you're 3-3. Their offense has had some issues. Now, their defense has been awesome. And it's a first-year DC in Jesse Minter, who worked with Coach Harbaugh at Michigan.
Right.
And, you know, Michigan's got all these crazy draft prospects on the defensive side of the ball, like Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant on the defensive tackles, Will Johnson on the DB. Like, they've basically got 3 first-round picks on defense. But their defense is as good as it was when they won the national championship last year. I think Jesse Minter had a little bit to do with that, their DC. Because he, in his first year as the Chargers DC, he's been awesome. Like, once again, 13.8 points per game allowed point scoring, but they're also top 10 in, ready, Steve? Total defense, rushing defense, and passing defense.
Right, hitting you from, obviously, everywhere.
Just stout. Just absolutely stout. They're giving up 295.3 yards per game, which ranks 7th total defense. They're giving up 111.2 rushing yards per game, which ranks 9th, and 184.2 passing yards per game, which ranks 9th. So it is a challenge for Spencer Rattler in this offense today. This is one of the tougher defenses they'll face all year.
Yeah, for sure. And you're hoping, obviously, third star for the young guy on the Saints, the rookie Spencer Rattler. You want to see more of that development. It hasn't been all, you know, sunshines and rainbows,
no,
but it hasn't
not.
Been all terrible either. There's been glimpses from Rattler. I think, obviously, when you're having an O-line that's been patched together, a lot of the offensive weapons weren't available either. Having this team get healthier around the rookie
Correct.
Is obviously going to help him too.
100%. And that's what I was going to say. That's the good news, is that this mini bye, as we mentioned with the injury report, you're getting a lot of guys back on offense. And that's where it's been really banged up. You're getting back your two guards with Lucas Patrick and Cesar Ruiz. Connor McGovern, the center, is going to be good to go. You know, Chris Olave, who was in concussion protocol, cleared that. He's going to be good to go. You have a lot of pieces coming back on offense, and that's where you've been the most banged up. Now, the defense is where you've been relatively healthy. You've had some injuries there.
Yeah, that's the head-scratcher, especially up front on that D-line. I just don't understand their problem.
Yeah, so that's where if the Saints are going to lose this game, it's going to be because, once again, they can't stop the run.
And the run is what Harbaugh wants to do, obviously, which
right.
is scary.
Right, exactly. Now, no Gus Edwards, as we said, but you still have to deal with
the
J.K.
The one Harbaugh took to both running backs from his brother.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins as well,
Dobbins,
coming from,
right.
from the Ravens as well. But and then the rookie, Kamani Vidal, who I'm familiar with. He went to Troy.
Yeah.
Coach Summerall coached him. You know, the coach of Tulane coached him at
yeah,
Troy.
Yeah, I'm hoping we don't give him, like, a breakout game that all of a sudden people are scurrying to
like
the waiver wire. Right, exactly, to pick him up.
Exactly, and that's what you're really worried about with this Chargers offense because, as I mentioned, they really haven't found a groove just yet this season. Maybe it's because of their pass catchers and the lack of talent there. But you would kind of expect for them to still be able to run the ball with what they've got up front. And the talent that they've got at running back. I mean, J.K. Dobbins is a talented dude. And then, I mean, Kamani Vidal is someone that I'm high on. He had a great career at Troy as well. So, yeah, once again, if the Saints falter in this matchup and drop their sixth straight, I think it's going to be the Saints' inability to stop the run, which, I mean, Steve, their rushing defense, it went from under 100 yards allowed per game when we were last doing the show at Rouse's before the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Now they're giving up 146.7. It jumped 50, like, yards in about three games, and that's how many yards they've given up over the last few weeks on the ground. And so it's got to tighten up or else they're going to have troubles.
Yeah, no, there's been you know, some folks talking about a lack of effort there. The tackling we know has been pretty abysmal. Something's got to step up there, like you said, because getting churned out on the ground like that is not going to do this team any favors, obviously. And the longer the defense has to stay out there, the more wore down they're going to get.
And you're getting Pete Warner back, which is obviously helpful. He can tackle.
Right, we didn't even talk about that. That's huge, too, for this team.
He can absolutely tackle, and you've had a bunch of missed tackles in the past. But you need to challenge that defensive front, man. Like, we'll get more into it, but the defensive line has been probably the most disappointing spot on this roster, I think. Where you have Chase Young and Brian Bresee and, you know, Cam Jordan and Carl Granderson.
Whoever the quarterback is still has all day.
It's
and that's
not
a big concern against Herbert for sure.
When you have those elite Ooh. Tackles, exactly. So, you know, they got to step up.
Taking a break here on First Take. We got the Rouse's Market in Metairie, 3711 Power Boulevard. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Be back with more First Take right after this.
I'm definitely at home outside. I definitely love being outside, man. I love playing cornerback. It's just the beauty of the game, how challenging it is. And I love challenges, so I love being at home at corner, definitely.
Welcome back into First Take, brought to you by Bud Light. Saints game day, stock up on Bud Light. We are live at the Rouse's Market, 3711 Power Boulevard in Metairie. Coming up at 1 o'clock, the Bud Light countdown, the kickoff with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Right now, it's me and Charlie Long taking you to the countdown, the kickoff. And then, of course, game day starts 3:05. Turn down those TVs and turn up Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas with the call of the game out in SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. You just heard from Kool-Aid McKinstry saying he loves playing outside corner and obviously going to get a chance to do that. Unfortunately, you know, Paulson and Debo getting banged up. He's going to miss the rest of this season. It's just wild to think the poor guy broke his femur in the game. And I haven't seen a replay of the injury, and I'm not like looking for it either.
No.
But from what Jeff Nowak, our sideline reporter, was telling me, you wouldn't have even known. It didn't look like it was anything that serious on the field for a Debo.
It's extra unfortunate because he was kind of due for a contract, and Deuce had talked about that after it happened. It's really unfortunate to see Paulson and Debo broken femur out, obviously out for the year. But you move on, right? And you have Kool-Aid McKinstry, you used a second-round pick. You moved up in the second round to make sure you got this guy.
Yeah.
You got him for a reason, right? And so Kool-Aid, you still have, obviously, Marshon Lattimore, Alante Taylor, who's been awesome this year.
They've called up Ugo Amadi for today.
Correct. And so when you look at the Saints secondary versus this Charger passing attack, I think you still do have an advantage there. But it doesn't really matter if you can't stop the run. Like, that's what it comes down to. I think Quentin Johnson, by the way, is doubtful for this game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my connection figured out. It's having some issues right now. I think QJ is doubtful for the Chargers, but they still have Josh Palmer. They still have Ladd McConkey, who I think is going to be playing in this game. Still, you know, going up against Alante Taylor, even Kool-Aid, the rookie corner, but also Marshawn, you feel pretty good about that matchup.
Yeah, seeing here from Ian Rappaport tweeted out about Ladd McConkey.
He's
is questionable with the hip injury, but is expected to play in this one. Pass rusher Joey Bosa told reporters Friday he also expects to be gone. Of course, we won't be getting him on the sidelines at all.
No, exactly. And that's kind of the crazy part is that when you think of the household names on this Chargers defense, Joey Bosa is probably the first one that comes to mind for a lot of people. At the same time, he's missed some time with
right.
with an injury this year. So, but he's back. They've been still great without him. But now you add an elite pass rusher on top of that, too. So it's going to be tough for the Saints offense.
Kool-Aid McKinstry talking to reporters in the locker room this week was also asked about, you know, obviously being from Alabama, he's not used to these being mired in a five-game losing skid right now. So what's the mindset does he feel while this team's going through the rough times?
That's something that we got to leave in the past. It's time for us to focus on winning now. And I feel like that's what we're working towards to do. We letting that go, but we also learn from those mistakes. But at the same time, we letting it go and trying to do what we got to do so we can win this game and train it one game at a time.
You know, you figure that's exactly, you know, the response you're going to get. Very yearbook answer, your standard. You got to leave the past, in the past and move ahead. Focus on the now. Got to play better. You know, we know what mistakes we made. We're going to correct that, and it's all about execution. With this team. I think, though, the influx of guys coming back, obviously, especially on the offensive side of the ball, is going to be a huge boost for this team today.
You can't, and Loomis said this as well, you can't dig out of a five-game losing skid in 1 week. You can't get it all back.
Wait, you can't?
No, you cannot. So it's going to be week by week by week, and if they're going to get out of this hole that they've dug for themselves. And it has to start, obviously, this weekend, this matchup against the Chargers. Kool-Aid, I think he carries the right mindset. I think a lot of the players in the locker room carry that same mindset, one game at a time, to get out of this hole. I mean, that's all you can really do at this point.
Yeah, we know we have strong leadership all around in this locker room. We're going to be hearing from DeMario Davis later on. Also, obviously, the starting quarterback today in Spencer Rattler, still not Derek Carr, ready to take snaps under center in games. It'll be interesting to see after this matchup, will he be good to go for next week's game? We know we've got, four more games until the Saints bye week, and you're hoping at least Carr can get back in the mix before then.
I was talking with DePaul about this, with Eric McCoy specifically.
Right.
Because when he got injured in week three, they gave him like a 6 to 8 week timeline for return. Week three, you know, on the longer end of that spectrum, it takes you to week 11. You have the week 12 bye. I think that's when you can probably expect maybe Eric McCoy to come back, is maybe week 13 at this point, which is just super unfortunate. But with Derek Carr, the fact that he's listed as doubtful this week, obviously we don't expect him to go. It's going to be Spencer Rattler again. But he's getting closer to returning. Now, can you figure out a way to tread water until he actually does make that return? Can you pick up the win today? Can you get to 3-5? And then, you know, the schedule, we'll talk a little bit about this too, Steve. I don't want to say it eases up, but it kind of does. You have some easy opponents coming up, but at the same time, those opponents are looking at the Saints and seeing the five-game losing skid they're on. They're thinking, oh, that's a winnable game too.
Right.
So you got to figure some things out.
No, that's the thing with the black and gold right now. Just, you know, everyone will talk about you need to get some wins, string them together. Well, you can't get a two-game winning streak until you get that one. And right now, obviously, this team has been reeling ever mm-hmm. since the start of the season. And the first two they dropped definitely were close matchups that they coughed up in the fourth quarter. But the last couple have been games that they just weren't really even close in.
Exactly. And that's been the issue. So
that Thursday night game was just so disappointing. By halftime, I think everybody wanted to go home.
Yeah. In playing, you know, stand up and get crunk after scoring a garbage time
at
touchdown.
At the end of that game, right.
Man.
That was interesting. I thought that maybe this week you would get a glimpse of Jay Kaner as the team's starting quarterback, but Dennis Allen and the rest of the crew very committed to Spencer Rattler right now and giving him that work again at starting quarterback. I think that says a lot, obviously, for Spence, but I'm wondering how Jake Haener feels going into this
week. Yeah, because Haener led that touchdown drive late, and I think that kind of became a question, is if he was going to be the starter today. I think at the same time, what the coaching staff wants to see is him work with the true ones.
Right.
And now they're finally getting some of those dudes back, so Spencer can work behind a better offensive line, a more, you know, I don't like your first team offensive front, which you haven't had at
right,
all.
Not like a preseason lineup for a regular season
correct.
Game.
Like
no,
your guards, like yeah, you're not working behind a fourth string center. You're not working behind your third string offensive guards at left guard and right guard. So they want to see what he's got behind their dudes, you know? So.
Want to hear from you whether you're getting ready for game day with the Saints or, hey, are you heading to the Superdome tonight for that Taylor Swift concert, the last of three? We've also got Taylor Swift celebration cakes here at Rouse's Cupcakes. Can't wait to dig into that. Looks like the funfetti all over it.
Steve and I are going to have a cupcake during the break.
Taking a break here on First Take, brought to you by Bud Light. Shop Bud Light, drink Bud Light. We are broadcasting live from Rouse's Market in Metairie. Stop by and say hey. The Bud Light countdown to kickoff will be coming up at 1 o'clock with the Cajun Cannon when he joins us. Be back after this right here on WWL. We are back here on First Take, brought to you by Bud Light. Saints game day, stock up on Bud Light. Folks, we are live at the Rouse's Market, 3711 Power Boulevard in Metairie. You need to stock up for game day or just getting ready for the week. Make sure you stop by and say, hey, great deal at Rouse's here. And they are in full swing, obviously, Halloween mode. It's hard to believe that, Thursday night, trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we saw all the people, like all the players dressing up in costumes as well.
Yeah, first I'm like, oh, that's nice.
I didn't realize. Stupid me. I was just like,
Miles Garrett, the Terminator.
Yeah, I was just like, what is Miles Garrett doing? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Halloween week.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun.
If you could spare no expense and dress up as anything for Halloween.
Oh, no, you're putting me on the spot.
I don't know. Like, think about it. Like, do you have like a TV show, a movie, or something you think you'd want to go as?
The Terminator one's pretty cool. I'll say that. So Miles Garrett, I think I might copy you there.
I'd probably end up doing like an Indiana Jones, get the fedora and a whip and a brown bomber jacket and nice and easy.
I'm going to be like a half robot.
Coming up with more First Take right after the break. Stay tuned after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.